You know the deal. You know what happens when you hear this voice right now. That's right. We're going to award the lowest of the low, the ones who really been acting bad out here in these streets. Cool Sports presents to you not the dolt of the month. No, no, no. We're going to award very soon the dolt of the quota. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast always suitable for work, home, play, honey-do lists, and whatever you may need to do. Cool Sports! I am that man. That's right, your man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you are being brought to the zone called Sports on Another Level. And on this episode, we're going to talk about those darn Yankees. Yeah, I know. We're also going to put a great subject under further review, and we're going to award the dolt of the week. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Oklahoma City. The whole state of Oklahoma can rejoice. And now we can take the Jordan Cry meme off the whole state. Russell Westbrook agrees to a stout 3-year, $85 million extension. Now, at first glance, I looked at the contract and I said, he's going to deny himself the possibility of a huge payday. There has to be some sort of wiggle room for him to actually indulge in really getting broken off a whole ton of paper, because yeah, so he'll get paid basically in the neighborhood of $28 million, or $28+ million, for the next 2 years at least. This is where I think this was a great ploy here. The third year is an option, so he can opt out, say 2018, and he can get an extension pretty similar to this one. Only he would probably be able to get one in the neighborhood of $250 million. Great play by the ownership of the Thunder. Wonderful play by the agents and NBA fans. I think you all have found the team that you're going to root for outside of your own. Because Russell Westbrook is going to be your hero. And Durant is going to be your villain. And that is how the NBA season 2016-2017 is going to be painted. Enjoy all the games that the Thunder and the Warriors play, because it's going to be barn burners, every last one of them. Dateline, New York City. Apparently, the Yankees are playing so bad that the first baseman, Mark Teixeira, is going to chunk the deuces and retire after this season. Really, don't blame him. A lot of people have been arguing about him being amongst the greats as first baseman in the Yankees organization. My thought process is I can't really put him in that rarefied air, because I think of Teixeira as much of a Texas Ranger as I do a New York Yankee. But, I mean, he had a really good career. Hall of very good. Hall of Fame. Nah. And at 36, yeah, it's time for him to go. He's had more than a great career, and he has had some injury-riddled seasons the last few years. So, yeah, I mean, it's time. In fact, he, in a great article by ESPN's Danny Nobler, said, and I quote, "I just realized my body can't do it anymore. If I'm going to grind through seasons not being healthy, I'd rather be home with my kids. My neck hurts almost every day. The knee thing popped up. It all kind of dawned on me that's not in the cards." Close quote. So, yeah, if you're feeling injured all the time, you're feeling horrible all the time, yeah, Mark's right. Might as well go take it home and play with his children. and heal up. And I hope he enjoys retirement. I really do. Great guy, great player. Unlike this gentleman. Dateline, New York City. Again. And New York Yankees. Again. A-Fraud is at it. I mean, A-Rod is at it again. In an article written by ESPN's Andrew Marchand, the first line is very telling. Quote, "For the good of everyone, the New York Yankees must make a decision on Alex Rodriguez, then announce it, and move on." Close quote. And I agree. The problem is you have a money-hungry guy. Remember, you signed him to one of the biggest contracts in sports history, and he's going to want to collect. Even at being 41, even with being a DH, even with the fact that he has two asterisks behind his name, not just one, because he just wanted to keep shooting up. Knowing him, he probably still is shooting up. He's an albatross, and he's been one for a good, good long while. It's to the point now where if you talk to a Yankees fan, they almost want to chunk something at you for even referring to him as a Yankee. That I think they are, it is rare that they would probably say that a player could render embarrassment in just in the ownership, in the knowing of that player playing on your team. This is probably the first Yankee I can probably scratch my head and say, if I were to name a Yankee that has ever played for a good long period of time as a pinstriper, who would they be embarrassed that they said that he played on our team? And A-Rod, I believe, is number one on that list. Think about it. Name them all. Name all the greats. Not nearly as embarrassed that they played for Yankees as this guy. Remember, he wants his money. He doesn't care about anything else. He just wants his money. Bad play and all. But yeah, find a way to get him out. Because he is not contributing anything to the sport, to the city of New York, to the borough of the Bronx, or to your team. Dateline, Rio de Janeiro. It looks like the home country Brazilians are not liking their soccer team. Already in play, their first round match in soccer against South Africa ended in a 0-0 tie. And the host country was so disappointed with the team, they walked off the pitch to a chorus of boos. I guess the Brazilians have high expectations of a team that I guess they always expect them to win the World Cup every 4 years. I guess they also expect them to win the Olympics every 4 years as well. It's such an inauspicious start. And yeah, who knows? I mean, they may pick it up and they may actually go onward. And this just might be just one of those footnotes that you laugh about and say, well, you know what? On the road to our gold medal, the first game we played, we were shut out by South Africa. But hey, you know what? We shut them out in the same game too. You can always look for the silver lining and everything. But yeah, the gold, the green, and the blue clad Brazilians. This might not be a harbinger to come. Hopefully for your fans, it won't be. And actually, hopefully for your ears, it definitely won't be. When I come back, we're going to talk a little bit further and a little more about Rio under further review. But immediately following the break, your favorite segment and mine, the Dolt of the Week. Cole Sports. Sports on another level can be seen and heard on the social media platforms. Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Like, rate, review to your heart's content. Most importantly, follow and subscribe to each and every one of these social media platforms. Cole Sports, the five-star show that is sports for the intelligent sportsman. From analysts to journalists to athletes and to all sports personalities in between, join us as you get an up-close and personal look at how things are behind the scenes of sports. Cole Sports presents Conversations. Follow along with us as we get to ask the questions that you have always wanted to ask, and you get the answers that you demand from the sports personalities themselves. Cole Sports presents Conversations on ColeSports.com and other social media outlets. Are you looking for the quintessential tool to tap within the champion within you? What if I were to tell you I actually have that tool for you? I do have that tool, and I can direct you right to it. Cole Sports presents 10 Scriptures That Can Change Your Life, the Sports Edition. Come along with this journey as you get to see one athlete after another model different aspects of what a champion does and what a champion is. And ultimately, you'll find out what a champion really is from his eyes. Cole Sports presents 10 Scriptures That Can Change Your Life, the Sports Edition, available on paperback and on Kindle at Amazon.com and ColeSports.com. Cole Sports! Available on social media outlets everywhere and Cole Sports with a Z. It's that time once again, ladies and gentlemen. I ain't going to delay it any further. It is time to introduce to you the candidates for Dolt of the Week. Ooh, interesting. Dolt of the Week, sponsored by nobody, but I'm still going to give it to you as you always know. Do I have to mention anything further? And here are the candidates for this week's Dolt of the Week, a pretty decent list. We will start with Hope Solo for trolling all of Brazil by tweeting her with a mask, a bug mask, and repellent in her hand. And also tweeting another picture of her bed lined with nothing but Zika repellent. Well, the Brazilian crowd didn't like that and didn't take all too kindly to it. Every time the goalie of the U.S. soccer team touched a ball, they would reply to her by going, "Boo, Zika!" It's funny. You have to, I'm sure you can YouTube it or Google it. You can see it. But yeah, that's pretty much how it went. Draymond Green. Of course, you already know he took a pic of himself, well, his naked penis, and sent it out to Snapchat. But to me, the funniest part about the whole story is that he's getting an offer for $100,000 for that picture, and a porn company has want to call the picture that they would make into a porn Drayzilla! Do I have to say anything else? Rolando McClain.
For being bad with the lean, sipping on that cup.
But Miss Zika, Drayzilla,
and drinking my cup.
did not win this week's Dolt of the Week award. The winner of this week's Dolt of the Week is... former Denver Broncos running back Monty Ball. Now, why did Mr. Ball earn the Dolt of the Week award? He earned it by getting in an incident right before the Super Bowl, where he allegedly hurled his then girlfriend through a table in a hotel. Then, not to be outdone, in March, he got involved in another incident with another woman, and he pleaded guilty to not one, but two counts of disorderly conduct and one count of battery, basically to small down the jail sentence. So along with the 60 days in jail, because obviously each count was for 30 days. So along with serving 60 days in jail, he will also be under 18 months of probation. When will you gentlemen understand that women are not meant to be punching bags? I don't care how frustrated they may make you. I don't care how angry they bring you to being. I don't care if they even call your mama out of her name. Yes, that's disrespectful. And you shouldn't be with a woman who'd want to call your mama out of her own name. But even if she were to be that disrespectful, you do not draw any type of violence toward her. You do not hit her. You do not punch her. You do not kick her. You do not slap her. You don't do any of that stuff. You don't. That is out of bounds. Using a woman as a punching bag, and in your case, Mr. Ball, using two of them, that is despicable. That is out of line. That is out of order. It is becoming all too common. This has to stop. This has to stop now. And as for you, Mr. Ball, take these next 60 days and focus on being a better man and understand that you do not hit a woman under any circumstances whatsoever. You don't hit her. Despicable. When I come back, we will go down south under further review. Here's a question for you. Who is your GOAT? You know what I mean. The greatest quarterbacks of all time. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Peyton Manning? Is it Joe Montana? Is it John Elway? Or is it none of these that I've just mentioned? Well, find out who I think is the GOAT. Get my ebook, Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, for free right now on coldsports.com. I said for free. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. On ColeSports.com. So what are you waiting for? Go get it! The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, and the riveting stories all along the way. From the champagne being poured to the heads hung low for a job not well done. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective. Come along with us as we reach into the past, bring it into the present, and thrust it forward into the future. Cole Sports presents That Was Then, a sports retrospective, coming to a premium content platform nearest you. Do you want t-shirts? I know everyone wants t-shirts. Do you want jerseys? I know there's a few of you that do. Do you want varsity jackets? Yes, I even have that, along with hats and Scullies. And you know what? I'll even throw in a travel bag. Cole Sports has a store. That's That's right. The podcast that's taken the world by storm actually has merchandise. Come on in, browse, get something of quality, and leave satisfied as you get to pump the brand that is taking over the podcast game. The Cold Sports Shopping Center is at coldsports.com, and it is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Come on down to the Cold Sports store right now. Episode of Cold Sports, we are going to celebrate the second Dolt of the Quarter 2016. I know you're going to enjoy that. You enjoyed it back in May. You can get another dose of it real soon. And in the next regular episode, of course, we're going to go a little further into the NFL and talk a little bit about Hall of Fame speeches. Maybe a little baseball as well, and of course some Olympic action. And then there's more than that, of course. But that is for the future podcast episodes. But for the current podcast episode, I'm going to put this subject, which I think has been under a magnifying glass the last 4 years at least, upon further review. Here's something that's riveting about the site of the 31st Olympiad in Rio de Janeiro. Back in 2009, when the International Olympic Committee awarded Rio with the 2016 Games, that announcement was put forth to a country that was going through an economic boom and an economic boon. It was strong. It was vibrant. It was healthy. Of course, a lot of it had to deal with tourism. But it was healthy. And then the bottom just fell completely out of the area. You name it, it's under turmoil. I mean, politically, it's out of order. Environmentally, it's out of order. Economically, it's out of order. Any type of way you can think about it, in the 7 years that followed the bid, the announcement that the Olympics was headed to the Southern Hemisphere for the first time ever, outside of Australia, to South America, it was one of the most exciting announcements in terms of the Olympics. What has transpired since then has been anything but exciting. And then you could throw in, of course, the Zika virus scare. It's just ridiculous. Rio being not the largest city in the country, but the most glamorous, the most high-profile city in Brazil. As pretty as Christ of the Redeemer statue and Copacabana Beach and all the hills and mountains that you see. For all of that, you still see pollution. You still see sewage in waters where competition is going to be held. And then you will see a story that was wonderfully written by the Associated Press, Adriana Gomez Licon. I give her much credit for this article. She wrote one entitled, "Rio's Poor Watch Olympic Opening from Rooftops of Slum." So you have the Olympic Stadium. It is lit up and it is bursting with light and life and fireworks displays, just going all off. But not too far from the Maracanã Stadium, where the opening ceremonies were held, you have the slum called Mangueira. And people were standing on top of the buildings of said slums. And mind you, this is the conditions. Exposed wiring, exposed water pipes, trash-filled streets. And it's all separated by a whole ton of highway and train tracks. And of course, with any area that suffers economically, you're going to have gang violence and a whole ton of poverty. They can almost chunk a stone and hit Maracanã. That is how close they are. You see houses. But all it can take is one good mudslide, one good torrential downpour, one hurricane, and those houses fall like a stack of cards. IOC, you gotta do better. When you announced that they were going to host these games in 2009, it was your duty to build that community up in the intervening 7 years till now. And you all did an absolute, abjectly horrible, poor job. Interesting word, poor. Because you have a stadium that's only a mile away from dirt poor people. Poor job. If you happen to like this episode or any previous episode to this one, why don't you follow me on Facebook at Cole Sports, that's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports, again, sports with a Z. Or to my Canadian friends, I got you, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on the following social media platforms: Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram. Like, share, rate, review, follow, subscribe, all to your heart's content, especially on iTunes. It will raise the profile of this show, which means that more eyes will see it and more eardrums will hear it. I appreciate all of your comments, both encouragement and criticism. But more important than the subscriptions, the rates, the reviews, the likes, the shares, and the follows, enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is... Sports. Cole Sports, a Comey Media production in association with the SDWV Network.